Hey, this is Preston.
Hi, this is Yun.
And this is episode 4 of Asian Affairs.
Today we wanted to discuss the official confirmed relationship between Chloe Bennett and Logan Paul. And I'm sure all of you know that Logan Paul is a very problematic figure because he's shown a repeated history of racism as well as other insensitivities, like his huge scandal earlier this year involving a Japanese suicide victim in Japan. Besides the obvious mental health awareness issues, Logan Paul added an additional element of racism on top of that. He went across the world all the way to Japan in Asia, where he released some vlogs showing very disrespectful behavior, as well as obviously his scandal. The fact that he obviously views Asians in this derogatory and dehumanizing way is really telling of why he was able to film that type of travesty in Japan. And added onto that, his claim to fame was an anti-Asian video where he took Made in China stickers and pasted them all over different objects, as well as his Vietnamese-American friend. What did you think about that, Preston?
So Logan Paul is the very definition of white toxic masculinity, and he's a pretty trash human being in general. The fact that this relationship is quote-unquote confirmed is pretty hilarious to me, because one, why would you want to date someone like Logan Paul? Okay, do you have no dignity for yourself? Hello? As a woman? As an Asian woman? The second thing is that Chloe Bennett has denied being in a relationship with Logan Paul in the past. Back in January, when this happened, when the Suicide Force debacle happened, this Overwatch voice actor called her out on the relationship. And looking back at her response is really, really funny, considering she had the audacity to try to distance herself from Logan Paul when it wasn't convenient and it wasn't a good PR site. She says, and I quote, "I am not responsible for our friends' repugnant behavior." What do you think about that?
She isn't responsible for her friend's behavior, but she is responsible for who she allows as a public face in her inner circle. It's like saying, I'm a representative of Asian America, but I'm also in Steve Bannon's inner circle. It just doesn't make sense. So the fact that whether or not she's in a relationship with him or she's just friends with him, it doesn't matter. She allows this type of behavior to exist in her life, and she allows herself to be associated with that. There's really no escaping it.
Especially an outspoken public figure, she has a responsibility to her fans and whoever enjoys her body of work, right? She has a responsibility to be a role model. I know not everyone's going to agree with me on that, and that's okay. But I think if you're a public figure, you do have a responsibility. Especially if you say the things that Chloe Bennett says. And the reason I brought up that tweet exchange from January is because if you look deeper and deeper into Chloe Bennett as an individual, as a human being, you can definitely see a history of duplicitousness. You can definitely see a history of two-faced hypocritical behavior where she will do what is convenient and what is self-serving for the current situation. So in January, the narrative was definitely, get the hell away from Logan Paul. He's a parasite. But now that the whole situation has blown over 7 months later, it's like, oh, we can publicly be together again. And you can tell that she put a lot of effort into distancing herself, because not only did she defend herself on Twitter, she temporarily unfollowed Logan Paul from social media.
And going back into being self-serving and opportunistic, she obviously changed her last name. Actually, her last name was Wong. So her name is Chloe Wong. But she changed her name to her father's first name, Bennett, because she wanted to book more jobs. Now, I can give her the benefit of the doubt and say, yes, she does need to market herself in some way, but she was also whitewashing herself in order to be more accepted, especially as a white passing hubba. Not to mention that she goes on to say that she wishes or hopes that in the future, other Asian Americans don't have to fall in her footsteps and use their actual names. So even though that's a great sentiment, a great way to pave that way for fellow Asian Americans would be to change her name back to her birth name.
There are a whole lot of issues when it comes to Hollywood. We know about how it denigrates Asians, how just in general in media, Asians have a tough time. There's no denying that. Chloe Bennett, she changed her last name out of survival, whatever you want to say it is. That's whatever. I think the greater issue that we have and what a lot of other Asian Americans have is her hypocrisy. She changes her last name to some fake white passing last name. She plays into her white privilege, but then she still has the audacity to try to speak on behalf of Asian Americans, even though she erased that part of herself to get ahead in the Hollywood game.
Why is this so problematic? It's because she represents us. She's the face now of Asian America.
She claims to represent us.
She claims to represent us. And this is very evident by her co-creating AAPI organization called RUN. That organization's job is basically just to turn out the Asian American vote, similar to 18 Million Rising. So she brands herself as the face of Asian America now, her and a bunch of other Asian American celebrities. But if you peer into their history, and they don't have a long history, they were founded last year, they haven't accomplished anything. And it doesn't seem like there's any actual projects that are underway.
She's conveniently Asian. She makes this organization to play into the whole trend of being Asian.
More than being Asian, the trend right now is social justice. So she's playing into her identity role because it's popular to speak out about social issues. So it might not necessarily be trendy to be Asian American because, I mean, I don't feel trendy, but definitely playing into social issues is a trend, which is why you see so many celebrities speaking out now. So her playing Asian when it's convenient, rather than seeing it as an identity, is very problematic because she doesn't identify as Asian. She uses it more as an accessory, and that's damaging as the face, as a representative of Asian America, because that means that she doesn't understand our interests. And if she doesn't understand our interests, she cannot push our interests.
And you see this as the self-serving nature as a trend across a lot of people in media. Chloe Bennett's just one example. You have people like Anna Kana, Constance Wu, who also play into their identities when it's convenient, and then in other ways, they'll completely erase it.
She's in it more for her personal glory, because she's been on record saying that she would actually play a mail order bride as long as she made twice as much money as the male protagonist. So
you're talking about Constance Wu, right?
Yes. And that's very problematic because, let's get real here, Asian women are hypersexualized and fetishized. Being branded as a mail order bride, it's not positive representation at all. So it's a very self-serving mentality in that as long as I get my money, I get money in my pocket, then I'll do anything, and I don't care about seeking positive representation for Asian America.
It's pretty baffling that she said that.
It is.
But that's the mentality that these people in media have. I'm not going to say that all people in media have this self-serving nature, but if we're talking about trends, this is a trend that a lot of people in Asians in media are exhibiting right now.
It's very clear that they only play up their Asianness when convenient, but usually when it's coming to real issues that we face, they can't say anything more than "we just want more representation," which is kind of a code word for saying "we just want more jobs." There was actually an article that came out which surveyed 17 different Asian American business leaders to express their experiences navigating the modern workplace. Roughly half of them actually declined to even go on record, and most of that number were women. And of that number, of the women, more of them were comfortable discussing gender biases than racial ones. So it's clear that it's easier to lean into other identities, other oppression, than it is to lean into Asian American oppression, because it's too difficult to speak about. It's too taboo because we don't have an actual platform. That's quite clear because in the workplace, we're coded as Asian first before any gender roles play into that. And being Asian is actually 2.91 times more difficult than identifying solely as a woman. What did you think about that, Preston?
It's really interesting you mentioned that, because I definitely can see how you can even see that in media with people like Chloe Bennett, Anna Kana, Constance Wu. Because it's difficult to be Asian, they play into other identities that they have, such as being women. But then when it's opportunistic, they will play into their Asianness. Say with Constance Wu being in Crazy Rich Asians and Fresh Off the Boat.
That's definitely outlined with how Constance Wu showed up at the Women's March and didn't mention being Asian once. And even speaking to a multitude of different women personally, I found that women are actually trained in society, or Asian women in particular, are trained in society to see themselves as women first before any other racial tones. The reason why this is so problematic with all these celebrities claiming to represent Asian Americans and clearly doing a poor job is that they're not actually helping Asians. Nothing that they're doing is actually in the interest of pushing Asians along.
It's insanely problematic when people that claim to represent you, claim to understand the issues that we face, yet they're only doing all of this for self-serving nature, and they'll turn their back on you when it's convenient. That's, they don't represent us. So what's important for us to understand is that we can't depend on self-serving hypocrites to represent us. If anything, we need to invest less in Hollywood, less in Western media for validation, for anything like that, because the only people that make it are the self-serving ones. So instead, we need to look for other ways, look for other avenues of representation. And a lot of that does come from being at the community level.
Get involved in your local communities. Whether or not you want to be a leader, it's good to know that there are other people around you who have the same mentalities, or if not, go and influence them, right? A message to our leaders is that you are held accountable for your actions, your associations, how you're perceived, because that's how white America and non-Asian POC are going to see us. So please be careful in your actions, make wise decisions, and get involved in your local communities. So that concludes today's episode of Asian Affairs.
You can follow us on Twitter My handle is PrestonWong888.
And mine is XXYUNZ.
Asian Affairs releases episodes every Tuesday and Thursday.
For more pro-Asian content, be sure to check out Not Your Asian Sidekick and Journey to the West on YouTube, as well as our website ProAsian888 with the link in our profile.
This is Preston.
This is Hyun.
And see you next time on Asian Affairs.